This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com afternoon show, broadcast number 84 for Wednesday, October 2nd. I'm Phil Frantz-Workington. The ICE Futures canola market was stronger Wednesday as gains in outside markets provided support. The November contract traded just shy of $620 per ton earlier in the day, but farmer selling did come forward near that chart level, and the contract was off its highs at the close. November ending up $5.40 at $616.20 per ton. An overnight rally to contract highs in Malaysian palm oil lent support to world vegetable oil markets, with the escalating conflict in the Middle East bringing more buying interest into the agricultural commodities in general. Chicago soy oil futures were also up on the day, but soybeans were slightly lower. Ideas Canada's canola production likely came in below the official StatCan estimate were also supportive. In the U.S., soybeans were lower, while corn and wheat both moved higher. The conflict in the Middle East was a major market driver, with traders also keeping an eye on news out of Ukraine and Russia. Soybeans trading to both sides of unchanged, ending down a penny in the November contract at $10.56 per bushel. Early yield reports for the U.S. soybean crop look reasonably favorable, with rains in the forecast for dry parts of Brazil. That moisture should help farmers in the South American country make progress seeding their next crop. Corn, it remained pointed higher today, finding support from gains in wheat. December corn up 3 cents at $4.32 per bushel. Weekly U.S. ethanol production of just over a million barrels per day was up by about 21,000 barrels from the previous week. Stocks of the renewable fuel fell by 65,000 barrels, now at about 23.4 million. Wheat futures, they were sharply higher amid declining production estimates out of Russia, where drought conditions are hurting emergence and seeding of the next winter wheat crop. Minneapolis spring wheat up 14 cents in December at $6.49 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat up 21 cents in December at $6.19 per bushel, and Chicago soft wheat up 16 cents in the December contract at $5.15 per bushel. Egypt, the world's largest wheat importer, announced a deal today that will see the country import about 500,000 tons of Black Sea origin wheat a month for 6 months beginning in November. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Wednesday, October 2nd. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz-Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.